Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Didim Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So indeed, very thankful to the Most High. Surely very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. And He told me, nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for Him that which He's asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. But that, my brothers and sisters, I indeed am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Ah, yes, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that since the dawn of human fall, men have sought to hide the greater knowledge of the truth of the Most High from the masses, People in places of power, my brothers and sisters, have known that they can only rule over the masses while they were treacherous if they could keep the people in darkness. Let me repeat that. Ruling principalities and powers have always known that whoever controls the flow of information controls the people. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we were always told the rulers, rulers, my brothers and sisters, who have divided this world, like I said, even among those who say they are believers, what, from 45,000 and counting denominations across 280 nations? How do you have all these divisions, my brothers and sisters, lest men have, without question, been kept blind to a multitude of perversities, contradictions, debates, doubts, left blinded, my brothers and sisters, to obviously not consider an awful lot of truth. Blinded, my brothers and sisters, not to consider just how confused humanity has become. Many of my brothers and sisters is looking at the diversities we see and just simply saying that somehow it's okay. Some look at the scripture where it says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory and just said somehow that's all right. As if all these differences could somehow please the Most High. Simply cannot be so. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, all teaching something different. Different concept of the Savior. Different concept of the Most High. And they really have believed, taught people to believe, somehow beguiled them somehow to believe that the Most High respects them all. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you this. Yah is one. And because he is one, we have an obligation, if we are to be called his people, to know that by no means of this multitude of contradictions we see a work of the Holy Spirit. If we can believe that a multitude of these contradictions can be a work of the Spirit of the Most High, brothers and sisters, it's not the Most High who we look to for discipline. In fact, my brothers and sisters, man has been beguiled. Look at all these confusions and say that somehow, the Most High accepts it as if it were a construct from him. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, nothing is farther from the truth, especially when we consider that Yah is one. Pardon me, my brother and sister, I had to adjust something there for a moment. But I'm back. And again, I welcome you to the show. And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Let me repeat, my brother and sister, the scriptures make it very plain as to what would be the nature of mankind until Messiah comes. And I mean my Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to remain with mankind, to assure the righteousness of his words are maintained in the earth. Isn't it amazing, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about when Messiah appears, the times of the Gentiles should come to an end. The times of a multitude of nations, a multitude of denominations, a multitude of different rulers, all declaring different standards, must come to an end because he will declare an absolute standard, my brothers and sisters. But again, the cat, big cat, lion's been away. A whole lot of rats, my brothers and sisters, have played and wreaked all kind of havoc in the jungles and the forest. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality of what manner of illusions must then be overcome, because 45,000 different contentions can never be peace. 280 nations forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof can never be peace. Yah is one. He says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad meaning many varied ways are they that lead to destruction. Errant paths that lead to destruction. But narrow and straight. One is the way that leads unto eternal life. So he said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for false testimony.
Watch out for those, my brothers and sisters, who crowd, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully or to reveal fully or to seek fully what is the will of the Father. In fact, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is written in prophecy, it's going to be found out one day. So much prophecy said is again and again. Men are going to find out that trusting in a multitude of contradictory rulers, forgetting that Yah is one. So many of my brothers and sisters will absolutely find out. For many generations, it's already too late. I repeat, for many generations, it's already too late that men have fallen so far from the truth that they didn't even have the foundation upon which to even begin to grow. Scripture says, when that foundation of truth, recognizing that Yah is one, that he does not accept and sanction all the pluralities of man. The scripture says, when that truth is finally known, and men know who it is, the Most High has promised he would send, and how he shall appear. People are totally not expecting it. When all these things are revealed, the scripture says all the system of the earth shall fail, shall fall, my brothers and sisters, because they were treacherous against the will of one. The reason why the scriptures say when Messiah appears to dry up the rivers, all the constraints of the nations, when he comes, again, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, blessed are they who keep their garments as they walk naked and men see their shame. Because rulers for a long time. Oh, especially priests. What does the scripture say in Malachi 2:16? Says the priest should not hide his iniquity in his robe. Oh, my brothers and sisters, they got away with all kind of treacheries and lies. Deceptions against the peace of the Most High. Because men see that priestly robe or that priestly collar, and many have not known to suspect that these were actually the most wicked of all. Because anybody who can lie against the Most High or just simply not seek the fullness of the truth or just simply seek to ignore the truth in order to sustain their avocation, flattering men to trust, my brothers and sisters, in some title that has already avowed itself not to uphold the truth. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, these are the most wicked of all because they confess the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, and have no intent to seek the fullness of all that is expected. Messiah said, called them treacherous in himself when he said, you're righteous, you must exceed that of your rulers who deny the law of the prophets. You need to stop and consider, my brothers and sisters, what that means. He said, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. The leaders who, because they deny the law and the prophets in some way, form, and fashion. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that the gospel is not a pluralist word related out of negation, treachery, or dereliction of duty with regard to what the prophets have spoken, because the scripture said Messiah will come and he will reprove all mankind, even bring on to remembrance all the prophets have said since the world began. Again, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Why is the Most High sent prophets in the first place? Because the pastors wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. The Most High sends prophets. Even in the latter days, it says ultimately a prophet. Because the whole world is falling short. If you didn't have that expectation, and you therefore trusted that there's nothing to be perceived beyond your leaders. You ever stop to consider what is the result of confessing the holy name, not expecting to one day discern through the tutelage and the discipline of the Most High anything beyond what your teachers, your pastors, your preachers, your rabbis, your elders told you? To do so is just simply to fall victim to those, my brothers and sisters, who would keep you in the darkness. Meaning what they upheld was never a church at all, because the church is supposed to bring you out of the darkness into the light, out from the confusions of worldliness, the differences and debates and double-mindedness of this world, under the hope of peace found in the pure, perfect complete will of one. But if they didn't teach you these things, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. They just taught you the pluralist, double-minded, and perverted standards of the nations, wrought after the intrusion of the principalities and powers against the truth of faith. The scripture says in the last days, Messiah will have to expose this. Isaiah 11 says the same. It says the one who will do this will comes a second time to not only expose all this unrighteousness, but deliver his people from the midst of all the nations where they've been scattered. Finally, in the latter days, my brothers and sisters, to restore the tribes of Israel and Judah as one, as they have not been restored since the day of Solomon's son, Rehoboam. If they didn't teach you all those things that would cause you to then be less than so quick to accept the diversities of the nation, they never taught you the gospel. Besides, they're going to have to deliver his people from the midst of all these variant nations and denominations and variant religiosities. Scripture speaks of one who comes, that all may know from the rising sun to the west, from one end of the world to the other, north and south, east and west. And there's one Most High. That one is the Savior. Who is it that came before and gathered Israel? Well, particularly in that time, it was, well, many were Israel, though Israel was scattered, he controlled all the nations where they had been scattered. He told them they could return home. But by and large, it was Judah, Levi, and Benjamin that did return. And the rest of the nations, my brothers and sisters, so the tribes, never, not to this day, have a faithful people unto one Most High return to the land. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to look forward to that prophecy. Isaiah 45 speaks of an occurrence that must come in the latter days. And I say again, whoever will restore all Israel as one people, that all know from the rising sun to the west across all nations there's only one Most High. I didn't see a multitude of different gods. I didn't see a multitude of different political, social, and pseudo-religious standards. But one, that must be the Messiah. And there's no way to get around it. It means simply that the world has not known who the Savior is. So hard to understand? Stop and consider. They taught you 45,000 different denominations, with just as many, if not more, differing concepts of the Messiah. What made people think they know him as he is? He said, watch out for false prophets. Don't seek to complete the will of the Father. Watch out for false prophets who never told you the foundation. Watch out for false prophets, then, my brothers and sisters, who teach a multitude of partial standards. Hey, partial standards. Hey, you take away, if you got 10 something, you take away one. You split it away from the other nine. That's two separate things, my brothers and sisters. Well, men have done this 45,000 different ways across the nations. So go back and sometimes just turn around and you look at the type of ideals being taught in the various forums, religious forums. And you see so many amalgamations of differing ideas that still don't accept fully who Messiah said he is. You really expect my brothers and sisters and leaders to be the ones to deliver you from all these differences? Really? Why does the scripture say they who wait for the anointed one shall renew their strength? Did it say that you would be delivered from confusion by confusion? Absolutely not. What did folks expect? There's some 45,000 denominations, like I said, across some 280 nations in the world. Yet the way of salvation, Messiah himself said, hey, all the prophets have said is one. Your leaders are sanctioned, I think it's amazing that most women realize how many of your leaders are sanctioned by the same international organizations, which never saw it in absolute. hey, how can they give credence to 45,000 different denominations in the International Federation of Churches and be about an absolute? Did you really expect then, my brothers and sisters, since they all get together, to sanction so many differences, calling it religious freedom when it's all in bondage to confusion? Did you really expect that they would tell you the truth? They are compromised. Did you really expect them to tell you the truth? Isaiah 56 talks about how to the very last one of them, they're all like greedy dogs that never have enough. Greedy dogs that are dumb, deaf, and dumb, and won't bark. In other words, we won't warn you, because guess what? The ones you're talking about out there looking for a shepherd, say, guess what? They're the wolves themselves. Isaiah 56, you need to read around 56:9 through 57:1. The scripture said to the very last one of them, they're all... they've been concerned about your salvation. It's the truth of the matter, they're concerned about defending their avocations, their own agendas. If they were concerned fully about your salvation, they'd be willing to hearken to the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. And the kind of truth that I'm telling you here now, guess what? Would not be a mystery to you. Would not be a mystery to them. The Savior comes to deliver my brothers and sisters. But he says he comes to deliver men from their sins, according to, was it 121 Matthew? You ever stop to consider that the rulers who divide the people are among a multitude of differing ideals? All the sins, the separations, the divisions of mankind? The Savior, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, comes to prove foolish to rulers. Scripture says he will cause the king to be trampled upon. In fact, Scripture says he gave him his dust, he would give him his dust to his sword and give him stubble to his bow. In other words, he declared an exceeding righteous word. It hits the point, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 41:4. We expose all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, all the kings and the rulers, by an exceeding word, and the question will be asked, why didn't the rulers speak it? Why didn't they prepare the people for such words? Well, it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that if Messiah is to deliver his people, he has to deliver them from your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, who desirous to flatter the people after a worldly darkened, blinded status quo, inconsiderate and irreverent without a reference point status quo. He must deliver his people from all of you pastors out there. And whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, who follows them, who speaks their incomplete and partial doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that's the only way men are going to be delivered from the powers of darkness, that to be delivered from the massive illusions that men have believed. He says that the remnant of Israel will speak no lies and do no iniquity. It means he will not sanction with a seal of approval and confirmation anyone whose thoughts are filled with the perversities of this world. Your leaders, my brothers and sisters, didn't want to tell you what Isaiah 41 says about them, what Malachi 3 says about them, that he's going to have to reprove them all. In fact, he says he's going to destroy the temple. Those who have been partial in the law, treacherous against the covenant, haven't taught the fullness of what's expected, taught after the ways of foreign gods, caused divisions among my people. He said he's going to destroy them out of the temple for doing this. Why don't your pastors tell you that? Revelation 2nd, 3rd says, he who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the church, because the leader's not telling you everything you needed to know. I say it again, Revelation 16:12 talks about one who drives at the rivers are shows the folly of man's trusting in the shallow mindscapes of the various rulers of the nations and the territories over which they, as robbers, have taken authority, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, forgetting, my brothers and sisters, nobody has the right to rule but in seeking the fullness of what is divine will. Anyone who would seek to enslave a mind, my brothers and sisters, automatically You need to read Micaiah 5:14-24 real close and find out. Scripture says whoever will do this is guilty of hellfire. Hey, Romans even goes as far as to say that if any man unjustly suppress the truth, the wrath of Yah is upon him. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 24:10-18, that scripture is talking about the treachery of the rulers. Hey, Zechariah. How about Zephaniah? Zephaniah 3. Talks about the rulers. A wanton and treacherous person. They do violence against the law of the Most High. Hey, they don't teach the fullness of the law. They seek to break it in pieces to defy the peace. That's the only way you got 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, my brothers and sisters. For the Savior to deliver his people, he must deliver his people from all the illusions taught by a multitude of treacherous men whose vows are nothing but vanity. Do you really think that if you confess the name of the Most High, not being careful not to speak his name in vain or to make an oath in his name after the contradicted vanities of man? In other words, get the point. If man confesses the name of the Most High and he trusts in a multitude of doctrines that countermand each other until there's nothing gained and certainly nothing worthy unto the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, Most High already said the man who does this should not be counted blameless. What does this mean? But that man must be delivered from the contradictions that exist in the world. It's not the Most High who set these contradictions in the earth. It's man being persuaded not to seek the fullness of the truth, being flattered, fatally flattered, not to seek the fullness of the truth and the discipline of the Most High, not to seek the fullness of what the Spirit would reveal. That is why we see the world ensnared and gullible as it is. Think about it. Most High told me, I'm just telling you how he told me. Like he told me if I could believe that this multitude of contradictions I see in the world are a work of his Spirit, he said I could not be a disciple unto him. Meaning that whoever can believe this multitude of contradictions are a work of his Spirit is not his disciple. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High told me some of the biggest lies been told to hide the greatest truths. He told me the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, but what they think they know. Not giving consideration to all he has spoken is not wisdom at all. We must seek for all that he has spoken, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters, the rulers are here. Did you really believe they were going to tell you that they, in their multitude of differences, confessing the holy name but not seeking the fullness of truth, was the biggest obstacle against the salvation of man on this earth? Think about it. Your rulers, all defending partial standards, set up all the cages and guard the idea of keeping people in them. What do you think they're doing when they set up churches and are hired to assure that people come back, but never to hear the whole truth? What? Do you understand some of what I'm talking about? Most High told me directly. He said to me these words. You should tell them things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Well, I would just simply tell people, say, hey, look, check out my website, Early Church Origins, Mutual Expectation. It's an article you need to look at on a website called HiddenGospel.com. It's an article called Secret City Prophecy. An article there called Tribulation 70-365 AD. I'm just mentioning a few of them. An article called Remember the Promise. An article called The Gospel of Shiloh. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, just to go out and examine these things and tell me after you have whether you find that your rulers have or have not taught you these things. Messiah said, whoever seeks to weaken the law and the prophets in any way and cause men to follow after such shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Sound to me. A lot of folks just simply won't enter simply because they've fallen victim to calling upon the name of the Most High but not asking him to be delivered from those who keep the people in darkness. You think because a man preaches a couple of scriptures out of line that he's a deliverer? He preaches a couple of scriptures according to some misinterpretation that he is leading you rightly. Brothers and sisters, what do people expect? Did you know they expect the awaited one who will expose all your rulers so you could be free? Or did you just simply expect that your rulers would tell you the truth, even though they come from the same, a lot of the same institutions of learning, innately already contradicted, and without a real conviction for any absolute at all? They wouldn't tell you that the Messiah had to come to expose them all for you to be free. They were treacherous then. That's simple. It's time to understand it. Because these people have made it their business to keep the people blinded with them, under them. They tell you even things like saying, hey, because they are wicked enough not to fully seek the law of the Most High, they just tell you that you're not under divine law. Truth of the matter, you're not supposed to be under the misrule of those who teach worldly flaw, the false rule of man. You know what the false rule of man is? Keep people confused is? To tell people that a multitude of contradictions is somehow wise. Look at Malachi 2:17, and it talks about how the rulers have vexed the Most High with their words. Hey, profaned, blasphemed his authority when they say that everyone who does after his own deviant ways is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such. Like I said, the Most High says he's going to destroy the temple, men who have taught such things. Meaning that your hope of deliverance means you better wake up past these institutions, my brothers and sisters, and find the truth they haven't been telling you. I'm going to tell you what the Most High told me. He told me I would tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy it. I think my words, when you start checking out my website, I think my words, my brothers and sisters, in fact, I know my words stand to say without question that the Most High is bringing to bear exactly what he said and he commanded me to do. Like I said, do you really expect them who would compromise the truth for their own advantage to tell you the whole truth? Why then we warn to await the expected one that we be renewed to our ancient strength? If you look at Isaiah 40-41, it says that mankind won't be renewed to the righteousness of one until all the rulers are exposed. Who are the ones who then are scattering the people, keeping the people blind? Hey, it must be your rulers. Jeremiah 30:10-11 talks about he had to make a full end of all the nations where Israel has been scattered. And I don't mean just physically. That he might reprove his people justly. And that all the tribes of Israel, wherever they've been scattered under other legions, might come to the will of one. That's what the scriptures mean when it says, unto him shall the nations seek. And his rest shall be glorious. It'll be the end of the times of the Gentiles. End of all the confusion that's in the world. End of all those rulers who defend partial and perverse standards. Because all will come to the will of one. Because one comes at the power of the Most High to prove them all foolish. That all may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. In other words, there's no folly after the misconceits of man in him. And there's only one Supreme Most High who performs all that is his counsel. Isn't it time we understand? Like I said, why did the Most High always call prophets? It was because the leaders were found treacherous, my brothers and sisters. That's why he sent prophets. Even since prophets to reprove the kings as well as the pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whoever. My brothers and sisters, if they were truly prophets, they wouldn't be talking to you about, they wouldn't be sustaining so many of these wicked systems in the world. They would make you aware of what you must exceed in terms of what is divine righteousness. They wouldn't leave you in allegiance to this foolhardiness, these fallen standards that deceive the people to remain enslaved in cages. They would turn you from these wicked ways. Psalms 2 say they've dealt treacherously against, in fact, schemed against the Most High and against his anointed. Why are people so quick to trust folks who the scriptures already said to the very last one of them in Isaiah 56:9-57:1, to the very last one of them, they schemed against the Most High. Why are people so quick to trust them? If you know it's not to trust them to tell you the whole truth, maybe you need to be searching much more diligently yourself. I can help. Absolutely, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me that my very purpose is to tell you these things they hid from you So you might not be subject to those who deceive you, not to be able to perceive the greater truths. Hey, go to the website. Leave your Bible wide open. Get a few tools like, you know, concordances and that sort of thing. In fact, I think somewhere on my website there might even be a link to a free program that has Strong's Concordance in it. Need to know what the Hebrew really says, my brothers and sisters, and how many times they have taken scriptures and not translated them fully to the context initially intended. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if we know what the word said and not why they were said, we're missing the point. If we know what the word said, don't see how they are interwoven in all these words in the scriptures, all reinforce one another from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22, 21. Then guess what, my brothers and sisters? People are still missing a lot of points. Scripture says Messiah's word will be line upon line, precept upon precept, declaring not only what is said, but why it is said, and how these truths interlink throughout the entirety of the book. Scripture says most not prepared to hear him because many hadn't had the initial precepts upon which to even to begin to grow. Scripture says it's going to be a terror for many to understand that report in Isaiah 28. The question I ask my brothers and sisters, having already been forewarned, who would arm themselves, my brothers and sisters, forearm themselves, seeking to understand the truth? Because the wiles of a devil, my brothers and sisters, are the flatteries they use to compel men to feel that there's no need to seek these greater truths. So because your status quo systems, already partial and perverse, falling short, tell you there's no need to look any further? That's like, hey, man, think about it. Think about what I'm telling you. Somebody who is employed to deceive you by keeping you ignorant tells you not to look for the greater truths so they can continue to deceive you. And men oftentimes are compelled to believe because guess what? They come at them with smiling faces. And a lot of people are deceived by their smiling faces. Wow. And they all look to be applauded by people so quickly deceived by a smiling face. My brothers and sisters, it's time to see so much better. Why must Messiah come in the latter days? According to all prophecies, let me tell you something. It's not because your rulers were true. It's because a lot of schemes have been taught to keep people from seeing the truth. Isaiah 14 talks about how the Most High is looking and saw none righteous, no, not one. Saw none who discern how much they need to seek Yah. Therefore the rulers, evildoers, deceiving his people and devouring them like bread, making them hypocrites, misrepresentatives. And the scripture says, who then out of Zion? Who is that righteous one out of Zion? That when he comes, shall bring salvation to Israel. Shall restore Israel beyond all these wicked, evil teachers. You may not realize they're evil teachers till you know how much they haven't taught. Do you know how much they twisted out of line? Who is that righteous one out of Israel, my brothers and sisters, to bring salvation to Israel, that Israel might be saved, rejoiced, delivered, made one, made whole? Isaiah 53, my brothers and sisters, has scriptures in it that talk about also. Well, how about Isaiah 59? That's maybe a better example. Talks about how the rulers have so bewitched the masses. Like I said, Most High said, look and saw no intercessor. 118. Psalm 118 says, some of the ways, the same kind of connotation that's in the Psalms, better to trust in Yah than trust in men. Better to trust in Yah than trust in princes. Oh, my brothers and sisters, says, the stone which the builders rejected become the chief stone of the corner. Meaning there's some very precious truth the rulers have all rejected among all the churches. And my brothers and sisters, that word reveals who Messiah truly is. Hey, reveals who Messiah truly is beyond all the very differences that the world has taught to keep people double-minded, unstable. And according to the book of Jacob and James, first chapter, not ready to receive indeed the blessing of the Most High. Because stop and consider, if man opposed the multitude of contradictive standards, how can his words be counted stable unto the perpetuation or preservation of an everlasting holy kingdom. It says, Israel, my brothers and sisters, the people upon which the Most High shall establish a holy kingdom in this world, must be a people that speak no lies, do no iniquity, none among them to dissuade or harm, none internally or externally, my brothers and sisters. They must be strong enough to stand up against all the illusions of the world. Most High saw the gullibility of man in the garden, and we see what that has resulted in. Do you really think that an unstable people, my brothers and sisters, are going to be called the pillars of a holy kingdom that must in this world yet be established beyond the illusions that are in it? Like I said, why do you think Messiah comes? It's not because the rulers are true. It's because the whole world is falling short of the glory, and the Most High sends him to restore that invariant light. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows how to humble a man to hearken to him. And prophets are dealt with, my brothers and sisters, with that type of discipline in mind. The thing the Most High can show you, my brothers and sisters, positions he can put you in, let you know that he is, without question, not in anything that he has said to be ignored. Most High sends prophets, my brothers and sisters, because he doesn't trust the pastors. I want you to think about it. He sends prophets because he doesn't trust the kings. And he sends one prophet to be sure that everyone who supposedly hears from the Most High is set. Well, Scripture says he's going to silence the mouths of all, that every man recognizes his guilt of falling short for Yah. The Apostle Shaul, definitely apostle and a prophet, said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, and I judge the Most High, even Messiah. So when he comes to expose this systemic darkness, when he reveals the precious truths that the princes of wickedness have hidden in the darkness, he said, then shall every man seeing the greater light know how to praise Yah. How many of my brothers and sisters expect that greater truth? Like I said, we need to ask the question, from whom is the salvation of mankind? Man must be delivered from all the wickedness that is in his own heart that has been placed there by men, prompting men towards selfish ambition. Men must be delivered, my brothers and sisters, from those who, having no reverence for the plan and the knowledge of Yah, sanction every manner of contention you can imagine. Every wicked way, every false, less than constructive way the world can imagine. Because believe me, they've commercialized everything anti-God you can. Men might even begin to have a figment in their minds to consider. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand that a man's going to be delivered into the will of one. Man's going to have to be delivered from the misconceits of many. It's from your rulers who confuse you, my brothers and sisters, that you have trusted that men will find salvation. Read Isaiah 44:20. It says, their imagination is dull. They cannot deliver themselves nor see that what they've trusted is in their right hand. What they've given their right hand is in fellowship, in allegiance. It's falsehood. He has to expose all the rulers. He has declared, Most High declared one shepherd, one who established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. I don't mean a divided priesthood. That all may know from the rising sun to the west there's none else but Yah, even through the one that he declares, Most High declares himself to reveal all the secret things and make all the crooked places straight. In other words, cast aside every faulty path, crooked path, and set things straight. Remove every obstacle, my brothers and sisters, and they might see straightway what is the will of the Most High. Why aren't you reading the rulers tell you that, my brothers and sisters? Why aren't they tell you that? Their folk really believe that if they call upon the name of Most High, expected to be delivered, not knowing they seek a greater righteousness than all this worldly conflicting misrepresentation, that they are still yet saved and delivered from the confusions of double-mindedness. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, until men cease to believe a lie.
Men in some of the ways are still liars. Who does that serve? Isn't it time we understand better than this?
I know it is. Men have had the law of the Most High, the written words, and not sought it by faith. Because faith in Yah is not unto a multitude of contentions that have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah that can never make the people one. Need to read Romans 9:26 through really all the way up to 12:4. But the apostle was warning the people against all these multitude of divisions among the nations, men confessing the name of the Most High, but not even having heard fully his word. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. The gospel is not a word tainted after the differences of man. The gospel is the holy word of the holy kingdom, the pure, perfect word of the Most High. Nothing else is the gospel. And for men not to be taught, think about it. Neither the foundation nor the eventuality of all things in discerning what truly is the purpose of man, then man falls short of what is divine definition of manhood. In other words, what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, is this. As the scripture in Isaiah 46 says, there's some truths man's going to have to come to remember to show himself men. Oh, understand what I'm saying. Man after the created purpose for which man was made. Anything else the Most High calls irrational, even beastly and brutish. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we realize the Most High is not about the deliverance or the saving, of, if you want to put it this way, preservation of folks looking, running around here looking like him and acting like imps. That does not give him glory. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is the worship of another. We ought to seek beyond confusion rather than trust in confusion. And it's time we wake up. Like I said, the cat's been away. Big cat's been away. A lot of rats played. They forget who is really the king. Hey, my brothers and sisters. Ah, yes, indeed. Who is really the king, my brothers and sisters? And I'm not going to say anything else. The king, even the king of those who would be men. Scripture calls him a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Like I said, the cat's been away. The rats have played. There's a reason why the scripture says Messiah must come. And it's written that those who knew the truth knew that the Messiah would finally come in the latter days, he would come to remain with the people forever. To assure that the words are kept intact. To assure, my brothers and sisters, that men keep and preserve the knowledge of his conscience. Blessed are they who will understand that. But I can tell you that a lot of rulers have had a vested interest into preserving the divisions that hire them, the divisions of corrupt ideals that they know most people are predisposed to follow. They have a vested interest, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. When Messiah came 2,000 years ago, hey, there are already a multitude of nations, already a multitude of different religious systems and people who respect it because they taught lies. Do you think people are really ready and have been ready to turn from these illusions? The Most High said in the last days he's going to have to do some very drastic things. You need to read that article on my website, HiddenGospel.com, an article called Secret City Prophecies. Understand what the Most High said a long time ago. Hey, thousands of years ago. In fact, one of the first prophecies in the Bible that speaks of it is at least, what, 3,500 years? More. 4,000? Almost 5,000 years ago? Our brothers and sisters, ancient prophecies talk about what the Most High is going to have to do to finally get people to let go of these lies and seek the truth. And my brothers and sisters, what the scripture said he must do. The scripture says before it's all said and done, two-thirds of present humanity is going to perish because most people don't even have what it takes, won't have what it takes to adjust swiftly enough or to pursue the truth sufficiently enough not to be found falling short. Many confess in the name of the Most High, brothers and sisters, but not diligent enough unto preserving the truth of his will. Still insufficient, my brothers and sisters, for men to be delivered. So, like the Most High told me, there's a lot of folks out here who would rather believe a deceiver than believe that they've been deceived. But there's a lot of folks out here, my brothers and sisters, who rather maintain deception rather than let people free to discern and having to discern. But guess what? The leaders they've trusted are the deceivers. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. Why the scripture says, Messiah will come, say the spirit of Yahweh upon him, and preach good tidings to the meek, because the selfishly ambitious have reasons not to hear fully what is the gospel of the Most High. Like I said, they seek to maintain their own agendas to their own advantage, it says in Isaiah 56. Double-minded then to the very last one, treacherous to the very last one. Who then is that faithful one, my brothers and sisters, that will give men what is true, pure, nourishing food, bread in due season? Most High said he would give that one, that faithful steward, he'll make him the steward over all he has. What is the comforting of mankind, my brothers and sisters? Do you really think it's according to a multitude of partial standards? Who says all eyes must see the glory of the Most High, the invariant word. That pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that offers one choice, that is what transcends all the contentions. Isn't it time we understand that we have to awaken to a truth beyond this confusion, if we're going to be counted from having overcome the confuser, the deceiver? My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. It's time we wake up, realize the truth. What have these pastors really been about? Like I said, ancient Western construct was about preserving polytheisms. When I say polytheism, I mean a multitude of differing standards across a multitude of differing nations. That was the law that they called religious freedom. Hey, men were free as long as they believed. How about this? Men were not persecuted in polytheist society as long as they upheld a multitude of differing, totally conflicting ideas, as if they were wise. Today, your rulers are legislating as law so many absolute defilements, total blasphemies against the law of the Most High, and saying that if we are good citizens, we'll go along with it. You ever ask the question why the scripture says Messiah has delivered his people beyond all these various rulerships? And that those who will not wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb? In other words, get my point. Messiah said he gave his very life. He said, if I do not go, the comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. Meaning that the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, knows lie in it, reproves all sin, reproves all unrighteousness, raises the conscience of men beyond all these divisions and divisive sins or breakings of the law, breakings into pieces of the law that we see in this world. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, the scripture says they wash their robes white. Garments were symbolic oftentimes of men's allegiances, oftentimes colorings, that sort of thing, but considered the type of coloring common to particular peoples. And so they washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, meaning they washed themselves of all these mixed allegiances. They overcame all the diverse standards of the nations. Again, the scripture says the Messiah comes to be the end of the time of the Gentiles. The times of all these diverse confusions of this world must come to an end. There must be an absolute established. And my brothers and sisters, that is the salvation of man. Because it's like I said, he said if you scattered among the nations, among the multitude of diverse ideas, provocations against the perfect will of Yah, that is not wisdom.
And said, let not the man who does not realize that his faith and perseverance must bring forth a perfect, complete work. Well, the scripture says ultimately, let not that man think to receive anything from the Most High. But a double-minded man, filled with misrepresentations. Hey, complicit with it, compromised after, not even realize something wrong. He's unstable in all his ways. Isn't it time we understand the real? It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we open up our minds. Think about it. All the books of the prophets steadily talked about overcoming the treachery of the pastors, the priests. Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many call themselves pastors, priests, rabbis, and a lot of folks even call themselves prophets, and the first thing they do is deny so much contained in the law and the prophets? Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, telling you who he said he is. I'm telling you that he's the one that's mentioned in Isaiah 45, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says will compel the whole world to recognize one Most High. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, not on a short-term basis, but finally, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, until times indefinite, even forever. But maintaining a permanent peace in the earth, that must be the Messiah. But they didn't tell you why he was called the wooden offspring of David and the bright morning star. The one who suddenly exposes all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. And they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that he had to reprove all your rulers. Well, think about it. Do you really think that they were going to tell you that Messiah is going to come and spank your pastor first? But my brothers and sisters, scripture says, as with the pastors and the priests, also with the people. Blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit. If you knew this, would you be following them or would you be seeking the exceeding truth? Seeking to find out what they weren't telling. Did you think you were knowledgeable? Only knowing bits and parts? Most I has already foretold in the prophets, Isaiah 40, said when Messiah comes, he's going to come forth to tell folks, say, have you not heard? Have you not understood? There's no searching of all that is divine understanding, meaning, like the Most High told me, say, until I see everything, he told me, till you see everything that he has foretold and spoken, brought fully to bear, he say, keep looking.
90 seconds.
Most have no clue as to what all the Most High has promised in order to bring forth this peace. You talk to a lot of folks about the scriptures, talking about the what I call the secret city prophecies, about the place the scriptures call the city of destruction, the city of confusion, the oppressive city. If you talked about the prophecy that say Messiah will rebuke that city, teach that city first. Seek to teach that city first. But because it would not listen, the scripture said he would destroy that city to say time's up for all the foolishness across all the nations. Revelation speaks of it. Genesis speaks of it. So I mean, every prophecy in the books, every prophet in the books spoke about it. The apostles spoke about it. But if you didn't know that was coming, you didn't recognize what you saw, my people, so often when you read these scriptures. But I said, tell you. Check out that article on my website, Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com. See all the places the scriptures have talked about what I call the Gospel of Shiloh. There's a new article on the website still being dealt with. Talk about the Gospel of Shiloh, him unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, meaning that through him men will know to seek the honor of their rulers. They didn't tell you Messiah who he said he is, and he said he's the written offspring of David and the bright morning star. Check out that article on my website, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, to understand who the early church knew Messiah to be, who he said that he is. Ask why they haven't testified to this fully in the churches. Discerning what this one must come to do, what Messiah has prophesied to do, and understand, my brothers and sisters, why they've kept you in the darkness and why you must now seek the light. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Yav, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near.